Well, this is incredibly exciting. I'm Emma Jo from the Hit List on KMFM, and I'm obviously joined with James Arthur.
Hello.
How are you, James?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. You were just saying you didn't sleep the best last night.
No. Since the album's been out, I've felt like I've been quite... You know, buoyant, being quite high energy. So, being tough to switch off.
Yeah. But that's cool. And now, last time I checked, we were only a few sales away from, obviously, your brand new album being number one in the album charts.
We are.
Where are we at now?
I think we're a couple behind.
Oh, come on. We can get there.
Yeah, we can
get
there.
I just know we can. Now, obviously, massive congratulations on your new album. It's called You.
Yeah.
So many wicked tracks on it. Obviously, you've collaborated with loads of people. It must have been pretty amazing to work with all these huge names.
Yeah, and they're people that were very influential on me in my, you know, kind of growing up. I came from being in rock bands and stuff, so to have someone like Travis Barker from Blink 182 playing drums on one of my records, and having Adam Lazara from arguably my favourite band, Taking Back Sunday, like that kind of emo rock thing that I love. It's been a dream. And Shotty Horror, you know, he's an amazing MC. He should be world famous for it. He's so good. And Ty Dolla $ign as well, the global megastar. I've got really cool collaborations on the record and people I genuinely love to listen to.
That's so important, I think, that you actually really, really like their music as well, because sometimes it can be a bit weird if you're like paired up with someone and you're like, don't quite know if this is going to work, sort of thing.
Yeah, sometimes it can be a little bit, unorganic, if that's a word.
inventing words, yeah, it's all fine.
It should be a word. Yeah, sometimes things are kind of imposed on you, like, oh, we've got this for this record, but I got who I wanted, and that was great.
Oh, that's so good. What's your personal favourite track on the album?
I think there's a song called Homicide Love, which I wrote. It was probably the last song I wrote for the record. I just felt like it would be lovely to have a couple of songs on there that harked back to me as like a 16-year-old kid when I didn't have any rules.
Can we please talk about the taxi service, Addison Lee, tweeting you, offering you a car outside, lol. Because obviously that is a track from your album. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Free taxis for life.
That was so cool. They've tweeted me a few times now. It's wicked. I mean, I spent my life in Addison Lee, so... that was very cool.
It would be wicked if you could have like a collab with them and have maybe all your face on all of the Addison Lees.
Can you imagine?
It was so good.
I think that would put people off Addison Lee.
No, it wouldn't. Now, of course, obviously recently Ed Sheeran had a little collaboration with Heinz. I don't know if you saw this, but they released Tomato Edchup. If you could do a sort of collaboration with any brand in that way, what would it be?
I reckon probably Tabasco, I'd say.
Oh, you're a big Tabasco fan.
That's one of the things on my rider. Because I think that can make any old, you know, rubbish food taste good. I think, like, a bit of Tabasco. Like, and it's on my rider, because if I'm, like, at a venue and they've got there's no food about, especially in the US, like, sometimes we're in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing decent to eat, so that can make it taste a bit better.
Is it the sort of thing you'd carry in your handbag?
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of doubt, yeah.
Really?
Get that in the fanny pack,
It's obviously the American word for a bum bag. And speaking of America, you've obviously announced a tour of the US and Canada as well. I was actually just talking of your rider. What is generally on your rider apart from Tabasco? Do you have like a little cup of tea before you go on stage, or are you more of a beer guy?
I have all the kind of things you'd expect, you know, some beer and some gin and things like that. And a pair of clean pants is important. I make sure, because
just in case you're on the
road,
you never know.
Yeah, you're on the road a long time. Sometimes, you know, you might struggle for some clean pants. So as long as they're on there, you're good. It's not because I like regularly soil myself or anything. That'd be weird. Clean pants.
So talk to us. What is next for James Arthur? I know obviously you've only just released this album, so I don't want to be like such a keno. But you know, have you got things in the pipeline for a fourth album?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think my next album, I'd like it to be like even more of a passion project than this one was, because I definitely got a lot of like the things that I wanted to get in this album. I'd like to do like maybe a rap album, like a rock rap album, maybe do a rock record or something like that. That'd be great. But yeah, I'd love to be touring a number one album. You know, as we spoke about before, I'm close to getting my second number one album, and if I was like touring that for the next year, that'd make me very happy.
Now, James Arthur, because obviously the album is called You, and we want to find out as much about you as possible. I'm going to delve deep into the real James Arthur. I'm going to ask you a few little questions, okay?
Safe.
What was the last film you watched at the cinema?
at the cinema, I watched Joker.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping you'd say that. I didn't like it.
Did you not?
Controversial.
Oh, God, it was so intense, wasn't it?
I liked Joaquin Phoenix. I thought he was brill.
Yeah, he was brill. I did leave feeling a little bit harrowed by the whole experience. But, but I do think it was a pretty sick piece of art that they made. Yeah, clever.
What was the last football game you watched on telly and who were you supporting?
I sort of half watched Arsenal Sheffield United last night. I watched Arsenal get beat by Sheffield United, who've just come up from the Championship. So, yeah, I always like to see that. I see big clubs getting beat.
Do you get really into it?
Yeah, I love football. I'll watch Kidderminster Harriers versus Grimsby Town, no problem. I watch any game.
Who was the last person you texted and what did it say?
Last person I texted was my tour manager and I told him I'll be out in 10 minutes.
Was that the hotel room?
No, I live here in London, so yeah, he picked me up this morning from my flat.
Oh, that's nice.
In an Addison Lee.
Oh, in an Addison Lee.
Yeah.
Hopefully with your face on it one day.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were properly chilled out and what did you do?
I'm probably chilled out now. I'm like, this is a decent little chat, isn't it? I like it, yeah. I'm pretty chilled now, to be fair, because I didn't sleep at all last night, so I've got no energy.
Just chilling.
Yeah, just like...
What was the last embarrassing thing that happened to you?
Oh, well, on stage the other night, I was like, you know, vibing. I was getting into it. I was walking around the stage thinking I was like, you know,
the king.
And I tripped over my monitor.
Oh, no.
And I tried to style it out, but everyone saw that I tripped over, and I was embarrassing.
Did you say anything at the time?
No, I just tried to swag it out.
Happens
yeah.
all the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
When was the last time you spoke to your mum?
Yesterday, because she's buying a sofa, I'm buying her a sofa, and she's sending me options, and yeah, we're kind of doing that.
Oh, that's so nice. What sort of thing is she liking?
She likes. She likes the sort of like eclectic, like yellow mustard colour.
Oh,
you know, corner suite she wants.
Oh, so. Not leather with the buttons where your feet pop up at the end.
No,
okay.
I've told her she can't have leather as well.
Why?
Because we're trying to be, you know, trying to be vegetarian.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. So like plastic is good.
Yeah. Oh no, plastic's not good either.
Okay, plastic's not good either. Okay, so just yeah, non fast fashion sofas. That's what we like.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, James Arthur. Obviously, congratulations on your album as well.
Cool.
And would you like to introduce your brand new single on KMFM?
Yeah, I would. Thank you. It's James Arthur. My brand new single, "Quite Miss Home," is on KMFM.